Thank you, family. Thank you for coming tonight. I love you all. I appreciate you all. As much as who is here, thank you. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you poured out your love for us, Lord. That even if it was just that one, Lord, that you said that you'd leave that 99 and come and pursue each and every one of us. Lord, that you would have died even if I was the only one or any one of them, the only one, Lord. You still would have died, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for paying the price. We thank you for the service tonight, Lord God. Holy Spirit, take control. We acknowledge you, for I can do nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you may sit down. Thank you. You know, I got a call last night from my brother, Elder Lambert. Yeah, I called him healed in Jesus' name. And even all those that, you know, didn't make it tonight because they're experiencing symptoms, we call them healed in Jesus' name. But yeah, so yeah, I was supposed to minister next week. But when he called me, so oh, brother, you know, I need your, you know, assistant tonight. I mean, tomorrow night, because I probably won't be able to make it. So, what can I say? I said, yes. Sure, brother. In Miko, oh my God, what? I'm not prepared yet. Oh, I'm the yes man. But praise God. I'm here to exhort you guys, build you up, and minister to your spirit tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. My title tonight is The Expression of the Love of God. That's the reason why I asked Brother Jaime to play that song for me, The Reckless Love of God. Yeah. Okay, so God loves us with an atoning love. Okay. There are two things that I want to bring out tonight, which is how God expresses his love towards us. And then the second one is how we express God's love towards others. Amen. John 3:16-17 in the English Standard Version. I'll be using that a lot tonight. It says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Amen. See, God's love for us is what motivated him to send Christ into the world to save us. Yeah? Christ paid for our sins, which had separated us from him. This sacrifice not only brings us peace with God, but it also brings us into a personal, loving relationship with him. That's in Romans 5:1-5. Praise God. Two, God expresses his love with a calling love. 1 Peter 2:9 in the New King James Version says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God shows his love for us by calling us out of darkness, of sin, and into the light of fellowship with him. Amen. But even more than that, because God has called us into himself, he promised to protect that relationship, that is in John 10:28, and never leave us or forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. Praise God. Okay. Three is God expressed his love with redeeming love. Romans 8, verse 3 and 4. The English Standard Version again. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. Because of our sinful nature, we have no power to fulfill God's law, right? But God's love is shown through Christ, who redeemed and paid the price we owed for our rebellion. Galatians 3:13 says, God's redeeming love frees us from guilt and fear. Praise God. You know, I used to have a lot of fear and a lot of guilt that I experienced in my life. Not just talking in front of people, but you know, when my mom the first time that my mom was going through, you know, what she has gone through, I mean, I always expecting that she's gonna die. And you know, I couldn't sleep, you know, because I just feared death at that time. I feared death. But thank God I'm delivered from fear of death. You know, we're delivered from fear of death. You know what? I told my wife, honey, you know what? I mean, I don't want to die yet, but you know what? If I die, so what? You know? I mean, I'm not going to die yet. I mean, I'm going to fulfill God's calling for my life. But if that should happen, I'm not going to fear. And the more that I hear God's word, the more that I hear that he loves me, yeah, the more that I hear he's for his mercy on me, because God said that his mercy is rich. I mean, he is rich in mercy. Yeah? It never runs out. Every morning they are new. Praise God. He's a multi-zillionaire or trillionaire. Not a billionaire, but higher than that. But praise God. Okay, where am I? Okay. Number four. God expresses his love by justifying us. Right? Romans 3, verse 23 to 25 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward a propitiation. Did I read that right? Propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. Okay. God's love is shown by justifying us or declaring us innocent by grace through faith in Christ. Okay. Christ is treated as if he were the sinner, and the sinner, which was us, is treated as if we were the righteous one. How's that, huh? Praise God. So now God sees us through Christ's righteousness instead of through our sins. Praise God. As if we never sinned. God's justifying love allows us to stand accepted before him. Praise God. I think I'm reading too fast. Okay, number five. God expresses his love by adopting us. Amen. Oh, Romans 8. There's a lot of Romans tonight. Verse 15. Okay. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. There you go again. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy. Okay. God shows his love for us by not only forgiving us of our sins, but by going even further and bringing us into his family. Wow. Colossians 1:12. giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share the inheritance of the saints in light. And what are some of this inheritance? It includes salvation, strength, hope, peace, comfort, providence, fellowship, and so much more. Okay? God's adopting love allows us to call Him Father. You know, I think I mentioned this before about being adopted. You know, a natural mom and dad, you know, the child is made, right? They are made. But to be adopted, I got to choose you. You know, I want to love you. I want to give you what I have. Yeah. I don't care about your past, but because I love you, I want to take care of you. Yeah. I want to provide for you. You know, I want to be your healer when you're sick. I want to be your provider. Amen. I mean, I wanna give you a great future, yeah. Praise God. That's how we are. God has adopted us to His family. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Six. God expresses His love by sanctifying us. Okay. Hebrews 10:10 say, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Okay? Sanctified means to set apart. Okay? A sacred purpose or a religious use. That's what, it's a consecration. That's what it is. Okay? It's one of the meaning of sanctified, consecration. And then the other one is like a purifying, okay? We are purified from sin. We're free from sin, okay? So we have been sanctified, justified, and purified. Praise God. You know, there's two ways that I thought about that we were sanctified from, okay? First was positionally. Positionally, okay? We're sanctified positionally when we come to Christ, okay? You know, in the Old Testament, the priest would continually make sacrifices, right, every year, okay? Because those animal sacrifices never permanently paid for our sins, yeah? So they gotta go every year, yeah? But Christ offered Himself as the perfect sacrifice. And He has paid for our sins once and for all. That's the expression of God's love. Praise God. Two is we are also sanctified progressively. Okay? Progressively. Throughout our Christian lives, this progressive sanctification isn't about our salvation. Okay? Ephesians 2 says, verse 8 and 9 says, we are saved by grace and not by our works. Right? So it's about how we live after we have been saved. Progressive. Praise God. Yeah? Progressive. Progressive sanctification is the process of dying to sin and living for Christ by becoming more like Him. Amen. And you know what? As we progress in that, then, you know, we can allow Him to live through us. Instead of just living for Him, then we heard from Pastor Joe that we allow God to live through us. Instead of living for God, we allow God to live through us. That's powerful. It's also about producing the fruits of the Spirit, okay? As opposed to producing the fruits of the flesh. That's in Galatians 5, verse 19 through 23. Okay? Well, what I just shared with you is part of some of our expression of God's love to us. Now I'm going to go to how we express the love of God to others. Praise God. Okay. Do you know that every single person that you meet is loved by God and is someone Jesus died for? Do you know that? Yeah, but sometimes we do forget that. Yeah, if you are like me, yeah, sometimes I forget that. Yeah. Everyone we encounter through the day, with strangers, acquaintances, friends, families, you know what, can experience God's love through you. Yeah. God can, you know, they can experience God's love through you. You know, even the one that you call, oh, I don't like that guy. I don't like my boss. I don't like my coworker. You know, he doesn't do his work that good. And I got to pull through for him all the time. You know? That's the guy that you can express God's love, man. You know, I heard, I don't know if I can tell this correctly, but let me just try. In the army, okay? Get this young man, a Christian young man. Okay, he prays every morning, or in the evening and in the morning, before he goes to sleep and then in the morning. Okay, so every day he do that. And of course, you know, all the other soldiers, you know, they mock him and on everything because, you know, they don't know, yeah. But then, yeah, so every morning, every evening, they mock him. But so I think it was on one evening, he was praying on his bed, you know, on the side of his bed, kneeling, and then had this bully-like soldier came to him and took off his dirty shoes and slapped him between, you know, on the side of his head, both sides, left and right. And you know what? That brother, that Christian guy, he didn't budge at all. He just kept praying and praying. And so, but what he did is he took off the shoes and just put them on the side and just kept on praying. I think he threw the shoes on him instead of, yeah. So the next morning, when the bully guy got up, when he opened his eyes, he saw his shoes all shine and all cleaned right on the side of his bed. And you know what? That changed his heart. Yeah. He changed his heart and he apologized to that guy, to that Christian man. You know, how's that? Eh? Can we do that? Eh? Can we do that? Eh? That takes a lot of love. Eh? But that's a challenge. Yeah? That's a challenge. Praise God. John 13, verse 34 and 35 says, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Okay? God commands us to love one another. Love is the defining characteristic of our lives as children of God. It defines us. The love. You know, without love, we cannot have faith. Without love, we cannot forgive. Without love, we cannot have peace. Yeah? So love is the highest, and everything else falls into that. Because if we have love, oh, I can forgive you. I don't care what you did. If you throw your shoes on my behind my back or my head, I'll clean your shoes. You know, some people are naturally loving, right? You know, I love that guy. You know, oh brother, come here. You need lunch, brother. You know more lunch. Ah, come, let's go. You know. But you know, some guys, they get hard time. They are not naturally compassionate or a people focused. Okay? God has created each of us uniquely. Nevertheless, we are commanded to love. Amen? Okay. I have listed some ways how we can express our love towards another. Okay? First one is, this is a good one. We express our love by listening. you know, communication is always at our fingertips, yeah? Through our emails, texting, social media, our 24-hour news, right? Social media has increased communication, but it also given false appearance of true connection and real relationship, right? In fact, listen to this, Generation Z, okay, I check this out, okay? Listen to this, okay? They were born from 1997 through 2012, okay? Right now, they are ages from 10 to 25. 10 to 25, okay? And they are supposed to be the most connected generation, okay? But now, they are considered the loneliest generation. Why? There's no connection. It's always, you know, texting. Oh, what you doing? You know, instead of, you know, spending time one with another. Yeah? Face to face, able to touch. Yeah? But no. They just communicating just through social media. Okay? Okay? So we really need to slow down and listen to people. Listen to understand, not just to prepare your response. I am so guilty with that. My gosh. You know, okay, I'll use my wife. You know, when I talk to my wife, okay, I'm listening to her, but then yet, I'm listening just to get the right response. I'm not really listening, but I'm just listening so that I can respond. Anybody been there? Oh, yeah. Huh? Come on. So she go, are you listening to me? Yeah, I'm listening to you. liar, pants on fire. Oh, man. So we need to allow people to speak their mind without interruption or judgment. Okay? When we do that, they will feel valued and loved when they are heard and understood. Amen. Okay. Second is we express the love of God with generosity. Oh, dear Lord. Can anyone think of a time in your life, okay, when someone showed you such generosity that you still think, wow, they did that for me? Can you guys think about that? Even from way back when you was in high school or, you know, I can. Yeah? Maybe it was a gift of their time when you needed someone. Yeah? Maybe it was a financially generous gift. Okay? You know what? Let me stop with this financially generous gift. There was a time when, way back, I don't know how many years ago, maybe over 10 years ago, my job, okay, it was called Pacific Machinery. So that was like, I don't know, over 10 years ago. But now it's called Hawthorne Pacific. But anyway, so I was working, and then I got called in the office. Hey, Julius, somebody wants to see you, you know, in the front. So I went, And behold, it was one of my a brother. Okay, it was in this church. I'm not gonna say the name, but so we greeted each other, you know, and then talk, and then he told me, brother, can you and your wife can come and see us wherever the such and such hotel after you done work. So okay. So we went, me and my wife went in their hotel, and then, you know, we chatted for a while. And then after that, they gave us this thick envelope. Thick. It was even kind of a little bit heavy, you know. So I was thinking, oh my God, what is this? But I didn't say anything. But so, you know, we chatted some more. And then they told us, you know what, Julio, you know, we are so blessed. Because the couple nights before that, we were having service. They gave me a Holy Ghost handshake, yeah? It was $100. And then I was so blessed. And then I prayed for them, yeah? I prayed for their generosity. And then I prayed for a 100-fold return. And they said that they were so blessed with that because nobody did ever do that to them, yeah? So they gave us that envelope. And then when we went home, we opened the envelope, and voila, wow, it was a lot of greens. It was over 1,000, to tell you that, yeah. And I still can remember that from like yesterday. That was a wow, they did that for our day. You know, that's generosity. Praise God. And beyond, praise God. It goes both ways, praise God. So, you know, it could be a financially generous gift. Perhaps someone shared kind words that stood up for you in a difficult time, yeah? So, how did that moment make you feel? You probably felt loved. You probably felt seen. You felt valued to the point you still remember that act of generosity. Yeah? You know, recently my wife just shared this what she has done, okay? And I call it an act of generosity, which is love in action, okay? This happened at the Maui High School baseball park. I don't know if Black remember this, because anyway, okay, so they were happened to be there, you know, at Maui High School baseball park, my wife and my granddaughter, Alea, okay, and then my wife noticed this couple was laying down somewhere, and I think they was homeless, yeah, so they slept there throughout the night. So my wife felt this compassion, deep compassion in them. And then my wife went and asked the Lord, what can she do for them, right? And so I guess after conversing with the Lord, my wife went home, cooked breakfast, and not just an ordinary breakfast, it's a good, healthy breakfast, yeah? Yeah, so prior to bringing that food to them, she picked up lag, I think, yeah? She picked up lag, and then they all went to that park, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, she bring them the food, and then, of course, they were stoked. What? You did this for us? Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's love in action. Because they received, and then they talk stories, and then my wife was able to speak to them, able to encourage them, able to pray for them, right? And then all the while, you know, my wife was conversing with the male, the female was undercover. She had a blanket all, you know, covered her with, and she noticed that every once in a while she shakes, yeah? She shakes. So, you know, as my wife began to pray for them, and then when she lay hands on that lady, and then she began to be calm. Yeah, she stopped shaking, and she's able to minister life to them. Praise God. Yeah? You know, I also have, there was a time, you know, I was working in Wailea. And in Wailea Golf, there's a lot and lots of parking lot. I would say a couple hundreds or up to 500 even. And I was working in a certain area, and there was a lot of parking spaces, you know. And then this lady just parked right, maybe couple parking space away from me. And she was came out, talking on the phone, and she started crying, you know. So I asked her, and well, finally, I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to ask her what's going on, you know. So she said, my dad just passed away. My dad just passed away. Now, how coincidence is that, yeah, that of all the parking spaces that she could have gone, she came right next to me. Yeah? Right next to me. So I began to, you know what? Okay, can I pray for you? Yes. So I began to pray for her and minister to her and give her a loving hug. Yeah? And she just poured out her heart out. You know, I don't know if anybody was watching, but I didn't care. Because she was getting, you know, comforted. Yeah? A generous heart. Praise God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Right? God is a generous kind of love. Amen. Okay, my last one is we express God's love with hugs. I know there's have been a lot of huggings doing, you know, being done, you know, lately for this past 2 or 3 years. But we used to do a lot of hugging, right? No, there's a saying that have you hugged your cakes today? Or your children? Yeah? Isaiah 49:13 says, "Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones." Okay. Genesis 33:4 says, "Then Esau ran to meet him," which is his brother, Isaac, "and embraced him, threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they both wept." Okay. You know what hugs does? Okay. Hug releases this oxytocin. Okay, it is often called the love hormone, and it's released when we cuddle or bond. It is the reason why being hugged feels so good. I experienced that, you know. I think was still with the early part of Pastor Wayne's ministry in here, being a pastor, and then you guys remember. Brother Philip. Yeah. Brother Philip. Okay. And I guess I had a hard day that day, and I was kind of going through some situations. And then, you know, he was right there. And he came to me and looked at me. "Brother Julio, I love you, man. I love you and appreciate you." And he gave me that hug. You know how big he is. But it wasn't just a hug. It was a love hug, you know. He, the love of God just went exert out in him, and I just received that. And man, I just felt I'm being washed. Yeah? I'm just being washed. Peace, strength, and comfort, and I don't know. I just felt so good after that. I don't know if you guys ever experienced that. Probably you guys did, right? Praise God. So that's what hugs does to you, okay? I listed 4 reasons why hugs are good for you, okay? hugs ward off illness. Ward off illness. Okay, a study found that frequent hugs actually protected people from increased susceptibility to the kind of stress that leads to infection. Okay. Participants who were sick exhibited fewer symptoms when they were hugged more often. I mean, not just the kind. I know sometimes we just hug it. Hey, brother. Come on, yeah? Hey, brother. No, give me that hug and exert your love, man. Give me that God's love, you know. But so often we just, hey, brother. Okay, two, I just already read to you, hugs releases the oxytocin, okay? So, when you're feeling down, give someone a hug or a squeeze, and that let your mood lift up, okay? Because it releases this oxytocin. It's a love thing, okay? Three, hugs make you feel like everything will be okay, right? Your kids ever run to you and then, you know, when they're scared, and then they come to you and you begin to hug them and begin, okay, everything is okay now. Everything is okay now. Mommy or daddy is hugging me, really protecting me. Amen? When you receive a hug from someone you care about, or who makes you happy, it can generally leave you feeling safe and excited for the future. Amen? Hugs cut down on stress. Okay, cortisol, okay? This thing, cortisol is a stress hormone. Okay, but hugs can actually combat cortisol. Okay, hugs can essentially lower cortisol levels and counteract the physiological consequences around being stressed. Sometimes a hug can change someone's day, and it only takes seconds. You know, you don't have to hug them, you know, all day. Just 20 seconds, 15 seconds. You know, that's all it takes. Yeah. So hug your loved ones and friends more often. Show them you care, and you will reap the benefit of it. Amen. Well, you guys receive anything? Yeah. Amen. You guys got encouraged? Yeah. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.